Comicast, Ireland's number one comic podcast. I'm Craig.
And I'm Liam.
We're here with a special, special interview special.
Yeah.
With many special people.
An exclusive, you might say.
Almost definitely. I can actually guarantee you will never hear anything like this again on any podcast.
Because we're destroying this after it's been played.
So this is an interview with, who was there? Stephen Mooney, Stephen Thompson, Declan Shalvey, Will Sliney, Nick Roach, Bob Byrne. That was it. Those six. And me. And not you. You weren't there.
No.
You didn't turn up and left me. You threw me to the sharks.
It was too scary. I read all those names. It was like...
Don't worry. You got a good bass thing in the vibe in the interview for not turning up. Yeah, it was an experience. As listeners may or may not know, I have no talent when it comes to radio and especially to interviews. So it was atrocious in many ways, but also kind of brilliant in an abstract, intangible kind of way. I think we should just play it, but beforehand, Nick Roach's mum should not listen to this.
Okay.
So actually, pretty much all mothers of anyone at the table should not listen to this. You may think you want to hear, like, what you will hear, you will not unhear. You know, this will change your view. And in Nick Roach's case, this is especially, especially true. So,
all right.
There is a good chance when you listen, Liam hasn't listened to the interview yet, but when you do listen to it, you might cut this out,
I'm going to give my pledge right now.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this interview yet, I'm about to, but I'm not going to cut it out, I'm going to leave it in, whatever it is.
Okay, well, just roll the tape.
All right.
Hello, welcome to the Comicast. I'm Craig. Liam isn't here, but I'm here with...
I miss Liam.
Fuck Liam! Yeah, loads of people. So we'll just go around. You can all introduce yourselves. People get to know your voices. We'll start here with Stephen.
He already did.
Mooney.
Maybe a little biography of what you've done as well.
We gave a biography last time.
That's a quick one.
Not with the rules of comics. This could be someone's first.
Yeah.
Backstory.
Sorry. Bob, clamless.com.
Stephen Thompson, I work for Marvel.
No! Son of a bitch! I work for Thompson!
You wish. You aspire to that.
Will Sliney, drawn Farscape, and I got into comics because Fran gave me comics when I was like 10.
Fran is a big mention, obviously.
My name's Stephen, Nick Stephen, Rose Stephen. I draw Transformers.
My name's Declan Shalvey, I draw.
I draw comics.
I draw graphic novels.
Oh!
They're novels, what do you want?
Fair enough.
So, what do we
draw graphic pictures in the size of novels.
So, comics
for kids.
Comics, huh?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
I hate comics.
What's it like working for Marvel?
Let's
just talk about it.
I have no idea.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What are you working on? Fantastic Four?
I finished the Fantastic Four thing and potentially working in the X-Men universe.
I heard that the comic you did will finish the Fantastic Four and will make
what
it a viable property forevermore.
I think that's true.
What Fantastic Four
they're doing an anthology at the moment of all the guys who won the Chester Quest, Talon Quest.
Yeah.
And they're doing an anthology of all the winners
8 years ago.
I'm doing a Fantastic Four short story for that.
Oh, awesome.
So
it's really good.
It is really annoyingly really
good. My editor described it as off the hook.
My editor describes everything as off the hook. My sentences are off the hook.
Was it there's some I got a somebody sent a guy I know, some editor in the US sent somebody I know an email, and they're like, alright, yeah, I'll catch you later, peace out.
Yeah, he writes that on stuff.
I write it ironically.
Yeah, but you still write it. Yeah. Nobody knows you're being ironical.
I know.
Is that a word?
That's all canceled.
No.
Ironic.
Actually,
you would learn me that one.
Yeah, I did.
I first agreed with a friend that ironical wasn't a word. I was absolutely sure it wasn't, and I looked it up and it was.
But it's not a word.
It is a word.
No, it says
ironical. The meanest podcast now.
Someone got a dictionary.
It's a grammar podcast.
You're using a sentence.
All I know.
So
I'm using a sentence. Ironical is a word. There. Alright.
No. Yeah. He thought that Elvis died in 1978 and he was
true.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
oh,
hang on, was this
I
the
know,
last
but
podcast?
I knew I was
wrong. Oh, you knew you were wrong. I see, yeah.
Yeah, what year did
77?
Oh.
He died and punk started, do you see what happened? That's how it works.
He was punk, man.
On
stage. He was really out there at one stage.
Out there.
With all the Negro music.
Yes.
This is really bad.
It's just getting racist, isn't it?
He didn't tell them about our conglomerate, our world domination.
What?
The Eclectic Mixtape.
Introduce.
Make us sound even gayer than we actually are.
He can't introduce
it. We've got all that out. Sorry,
you can tell me, what is the
Eclectic Mixtape? We've got passwords and decoder rings.
I wish we had passwords.
Amazing. That's
we don't know.
What is the
it's just a random name. We've never heard it ourselves.
Yeah, Will's powers rings like
Will and myself at a couple of cons said it would be nice if all the Irish lads who are working professionally in comics got together and do a sketchbook. And Thompson gave up the name Eclectic Mix.
And then we didn't draw anything for the sketch.
Yeah.
I've drawn two.
Really? I haven't seen him.
You've drawn one.
Oh, Catwoman.
Oh, yeah, you drew Man Thing instead of Swamp Thing. Very nice picture.
Yeah,
I did one as well. You did none.
Yeah, but we can't use anything now because we're about 2 years old as well.
Yeah, no.
It's the way.
But the name stuff.
The anticipation.
Yeah.
No one knew we were doing it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Although I would like to try and drag in actual Irish. Well, are there any? I'll just give you Plunkett.
Mm. Yeah,
well, Simpson. Yeah,
but they're
good.
Yeah, they're
totally. That's a whole other horizon.
What were they going to do? I think they're proper or something, you know.
They're the guys who were so good a few years ago, you have to be amazing to make it. Now we're, you know.
We're the new lower
pretty much here. Anybody can do it, yeah. So we're doing it.
Finish our introduction deck, that's good, before we all interrupted you.
Oh, well, that's.
That was it.
Kind of shit. It was just kind of nice to have a group of professional Irish comics.
So you have actual friends now?
My friends before this, of course, ever since I started comics, I stopped talking to them now because I'm only working. But yeah.
Was that your breakdancing buddies, is it?
The crew
that's a breakdancer.
I have to break out the old crew now and then, you know, like get some nice hip hop beats back on the street.
Yeah. Negro music, because you'd refer to it.
Let's take it there. You have a new president of the White House, yeah.
He's in the comics.
Although he's actually mixed race, right? He's not really the first.
When we go out, I want to go to a Negro there.
Won't let them have anything, will you, Mooney?
No,
that's just all
great,
about you.
I'm just thinking about it. He's as much white as
you can't have
great.
Nothing.
Were you annoyed?
It's
that,
great that he's white, isn't
that
it?
Obama got in after doing the John
McCain
comic.
Oh, after doing the John McCain comic. I am a little, because the IDW Obama comic just went into its fourth printing,
yeah.
So I will be getting lots of nice
royalties.
All that jazz.
So you wanted to set out for the Republicans.
Sorry?
You wanted to set out for
the
Republicans.
I was supposed to do the Obama one.
Yeah.
But unfortunately it overlapped with Star Trek, so I ended up doing the McCain one.
They should read it.
I thought you preferred
the
stuff
they did. I think the subject matter was more interesting, but I do like money.
Mm.
So.
Would you have gotten residuals in
definitely.
I don't understand it. That
actually, I think you get that too, Nick. They just don't tell you.
I think you could be right. No, I think the toy company.
There's a little slush one somewhere, IW, put your royalties and don't tell you.
I'd love that.
Is that the same for Marvel? Do you get like a kickback?
Oh, yeah. You get all that. Well, it's only when it goes past a certain amount of sales.
Mm.
So generally, it wouldn't come up, but it's just because the Obama thing happened to catch the zeitgeist.
What about you? Like, you get a nice little.
Yeah, once the book starts making profit, I guess we're getting.
We've incorporated the whole thing.
I haven't made anything. I don't know how many sales the book had to make before I start making.
Usually something prohibitive. They know how much they're trying to sell, and they pitch it at that amount.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
but like that book had sold for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Like it just made a second printing. But then again, that doesn't mean it's making a profit yet.
Are you talking about
Frankenstein?
I was in Chapters Over Christmas and had a sign on the Frankenstein graphic novel, and it sort of said signed by the author, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's Mary Shelley.
Trained up the bones.
She's alright. Hardy girl. Crazy.
Half the kids wouldn't know. You could write Mary Shelley on, they wouldn't have breezed. She wasn't even alive, let's face it. She'd be like, yeah, cool, Mary Shelley.
So we're all big fans of Twilight, right? Let's talk about Twilight.
Yeah.
I prefer a mid-afternoon.
The light is beautiful at that time of day.
You're talking about the tween-age movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everyone likes it, right?
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it on the side of a bus. Sick of me on mouth.
Very quiffy. His hair.
That's quite a quiff.
I kind of aspire to that.
I did like actors came out and were given out about it, which I thought was quite nice.
The actors
were
in it.
Yeah, they were all like creeped out by the fan base and by the author and.
What's a Buffy the Vampire kind of thing?
No, it's even more. It's like
it's written by
a teenage. Girls who like by more vampires. Less Buffy, more kind of
slow motion shootouts and better cops and all that.
I don't know. I think it's just like a love
Buffy's
story.
The best shows
all
the time.
Nah, it's different.
It seriously is. Have you ever actually watched it?
I watched one of them.
Ah, you can't get out of one of them. I watched one of them and hate it as well. It's a great.
Yeah, I was the same one. I wasn't kind of. Angel's better.
He's better than you.
On record. You see, like, just pointed at the microphone.
Yeah, just a little hand gesture. I think people are missing out with that. We should have photo shoots.
Yeah.
We need a webcast because these people can see who's talking over each other. I think
our hear
has just been rubber.
Yeah.
And then everyone stops and Thompson talks for some reason.
Because he works for Marvel.
Shh, he's going to say something.
Like Moses. Oh,
you are Moses.
It was
fine, we'll talk over. I've been texting the whole time.
Really?
I did it the last time as well. And I was Jack, I have to. Who's Jack?
Lee, my wife.
How's she feeling?
Well, it's called Jack.
It's Jackie Jacinta.
Oh, okay.
Jackie
Jacinta.
Yeah. She was very sick, yeah. I'm sure it was very sick. She's fine, though. Nation. She doesn't work for Marvel.
Sorry, this is a podcast on the internet. World.
Sorry, world.
It's very ambitious, definitely. All of our mothers.
Do you actually know how many people listen to this?
12.
We thought it was quite high until we started tracking the numbers.
That's what I'm saying, you're actually finding out.
I actually couldn't tell you the number because it's so low, you just leave the room.
You're
nice. We waste
our time. If you take off your big shirt,
like, you're sitting here is maybe 25% of
the
nice.
So, without rationale, about 100 people? No, wait, not even 20 something?
No, it's quite high. It's easily the number one comic podcast based in Ireland.
If any of us make it really big, it's just what they'll use to prove how racist we all were.
It's just something we dug up by the Star, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The Star.
Irish comic book is in race and something.
One of us gets attached to Glenda Gilson and all of
that.
I think most life forms have been attached to her at one stage.
It was great. I met a Chinese a while ago and I said, oh, look at, you know, because I can't stand Glenda Gilson, and he goes, who?
Who's Glenda Gilson? What the hell have you got against
Glenda?
I have no idea who she is.
She's a crap Irish model.
She's a chinny
socialite it girl.
But if you're, when she opens her mouth, she's real.
I've never
scary.
Heard her.
Scary,
But
I know you don't like when they talk.
The papers treat her like some kind of like amazing
character.
It's like the Irish tabloids are really trying to like create a Beckham and Posh Spice, like for, you know, for Ireland. I can't stand it. But I was so jealous that you didn't know who she was. I wish I didn't know.
Comics. You're jealous of everything.
Comics podcast.
I'm gonna
draw a comic about it.
I want to have this conversation with you. You know, I definitely do. But you know,
not on air
for later.
I can't believe you didn't even scribble something on
a piece. Yeah, I thought you had the question.
I should have prepared.
That's what I was told. All right, let's do some.
Ask Bob his star.
How is Mr. Amperduke 1 year later, Bob? What's going on?
I'm actually working on a new Amperduke story.
Yeah,
it looks great, isn't it?
Yeah.
The new blog post.
Yeah, doing a new 6-page for the make, and the deal is I'm not getting paid for it, because if you accept payment for it, it becomes a property.
They can't do creator own, they can't pay for it.
I'm getting free ad space to plug the book at the exact time that it goes into previews.
Nice. Oh, cool. Is it pretty much done? So the next interview,
no, it's only a 6-page.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Wait, no, what's going to previews?
The original novel that Bob did.
Very, very good.
Very good.
I get you.
So when
tits
in it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you tits in it.
Lego
tits.
You could throw
a couple.
Mr.
Amperduke
goes,
nice.
Actually, well, now that I'm more comfortable drawing, Mr. Amperduke has ditties.
Nice.
He looks like a real old man. He's more saggy.
That's good.
He has bitch tits.
Do you take the reference?
Who said that?
Too soon.
I like to work up.
When is that coming out, or when are we seeing
it? I don't know, I'll have to finish it. Next week is the 1 year anniversary of the book coming
out.
Is it a
year?
Excellent.
I still have it.
Valentine's Day was the launch.
I love you. Here's a little comic about it. What's it? You get it distributed and everything now, right?
Yeah, I'm just there.
I was pointing at all that shit.
How's it gone in the years?
Through the website, it's been then. Like the first week, it's all fucking hundreds.
Nice.
Well, that's good feedback.
Couple hundred.
Class.
Does that new diamond thing? You know, where they have to reach a certain
cutoff points on
there. But that's if it's ongoing, though, isn't it?
Well, graphic novels is different. Like, you're your own publisher, so if you want to sell
that word, you won't make the next.
It's not as bad as a single issue, you probably won't sell as well. You know, whereas a graphic novel, because you're charging more for it, you're more likely to meet the price range.
Oh, it's a priced one as well.
Yeah, you've got to make $2,500. So if you're
that's
how much you charge?
£7.
Isn't it? Weird thing with me.
So if you just charge £2,500 for one, you'd be
sorry. But I'm going to mainly sell it for now in the UK because of the 1,000 AB. That's where most of the sales came from.
Mm. Oh, will that be through previews? So as well?
Yeah. But like, you know, when you put a thing in the previews, it's like 80% US and then the little tiny bit UK. I'm going to be promoting it in the UK.
Cool.
Awesome. You look sad about it. Is there something?
Dying, man.
He was there last night, the pitch.
Nah.
Ridiculous.
That's me.
Let's go around.
Here I am, world. Fuck you.
What about that giant poster in that comic shop in town?
Which one?
Did you ever see that? It's really cool.
The
Amperduke in store.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I was wondering, just like, is that the only one of those?
No, for the launch in the pub. Excuse me.
Sorry.
But now I can admit that I got my company to pay for on the promotion. You know, yeah. Let him deliver to the job and then got the account to sign the docket. 500 quid worth of.
I was going to say, because it looks really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Big 6 foot, 5 foot, all three things.
And how did you get done? Because it's all heavier, gap or something.
I have one of them out. It's like the size of a door.
And you've no doors, so like.
That's a just burst through them.
Bob!
No one there.
The window of Crow Corner Comics.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks great. Right?
That's
called
Back Issue
Shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
no, it's
called.
It's called Crow Corner Comics.
It's called Crow Corner Comics.
He says that about everything.
Yeah. Liam, your legs are fire.
He's an opinionated man.
Liam was telling me this the other day and that he was very chatty. That Liam.
That depends what the meds are doing for him.
I like it. Who else can we bash?
Cody.
Come
on.
We didn't get
my name's Declan. This is Declan speaking.
Is that Declan speaking? An accurate impression. I don't remember saying that.
It's Martin, I'm Carly.
So, Stephen Thompson.
Yes.
You're working for Marvel, the Fantastic Four. What else are you doing?
At the moment, I don't really know 100% because they haven't got back to me yet.
Oh.
So, I don't really know a huge amount. So, I'm doing more stuff for IDW at the moment.
Like what?
So even this stuff has been announced, I don't know.
Just announced.
It's not like, no.
This podcast won't be up for 2 months, so it's going to be announced the next 2 months.
See if I'm finished by then. yeah, I'm doing a zombie. Is it zombie? Yeah, zombie one shot at the moment for one of the writers of Lost.
Which one?
Which writer?
I can't pronounce it
because I know them all now.
Well, you just give us general some letters.
There's lots of Z's and Y's.
Who's
in there.
His name?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't want to murder his name.
Do.
But I know that's what he's done before, and he's written some movies and such, so that's what I'm doing at the moment.
It's not Horowitz?
No. I'm sure there's a lot of staff writers.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone with too many Zeds besides Horowitz.
Anyway.
Just Zeds.
Just Zeds.
It's Dr. Z.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right this moment.
Awesome.
And then hopefully more Marvel stuff if they give it to me. So.
But it's looking good with the Marvel.
It is looking good, but you know.
You might be getting some X-Men stuff.
Apparently, something in that corner of the Marvel Universe, but they haven't. I have nothing definite.
Do you like the X-Men?
Actually, no. Not a X-Men fan.
I always wanted to try it.
Mooney was a big X-Men fan. Mm.
Well, just Jim Lee.
I must say, if I had my choice in the Marvel Universe, probably wouldn't be. But, you know.
What would
I don't
be
mind.
Choice?
Be great. Sorry?
What would be your choice?
It would have been Fantastic Four. Because I did get to pick.
All right.
That's four, man. Four.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, they asked me for a short list. And then they tried to suit the short stories to the art. So I asked for Fantastic Four, Thor, something in that.
Nice.
Something in the Fantastic
area.
Around.
Something in the Fantastic range. Yeah. Right. See, X-Men is all very whiny and soap opera-y, and I'm not a huge fan of that. It depends, though.
It depends.
You get enough of that in your real life, don't you?
Exactly.
You do enough of
endless soap opera.
Oh, the whiny teens.
Oh, one of the things with Pierce Thompson.
I think that puts it the most.
Will Dex sleep at Will, won't he?
Are you hoping?
He will.
Last night they did sleep together.
They didn't?
No.
Oh,
that's sad.
But tonight?
Yes. The magic.
Well, see, depends how drunk I get.
But it's something in the X-Men world, so I don't know if it could be, it could be like a Wolverine one shot or something. I'd be quite happy to do that. There's a lot of material. Not just saying it, my preference.
Oh,
obviously, I don't care. I'll draw anything in there. But
some of the villains would be cool.
Yeah, exactly. It just completely depends what you get thrown, you know. But if it's like Kitty Pryde and Jean Grey
Lockie.
Or something.
Oh, Lockie.
No, Lockie would be great.
One shot.
Having a chat or something. Yeah. Who knows? But
awesome. Do you think it would be like a full length issue, or will it be like
again, not a clue. So
give us more details.
I know.
What is it? Tell us more about how you know nothing.
Yeah,
exactly. I can make some crap up for you.
Exactly. Sequel to Secret Wars.
Yeah, so we'll move on to you. What are you working on?
Drawing Farscape at the moment for Boom. I'm doing a 4-issue miniseries of that, and that will be out next March or last March, I don't know what time.
This is coming
last March.
I don't know what date it is.
Whichever
right
March
it is. Anyway,
it came out yesterday.
It could be in your comic store right now.
Except, we're not even here right now.
Yeah. But
Based on the popular TV show
that got cancelled, but it's coming back. So on the miniseries.
Oh, really? Is it coming back?
Yes, it is. And I get to design it.
For the TV show.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've done one so far, and he's called the Tonser. Which I don't really
spoilers.
Like the name of
Tonser.
Tonser.
Ah, oh,
Tonser.
So
yes,
you're in. All right.
Will there be a shadow?
Yeah.
The shadow patron. That's better. I never thought of that one. doing that. I'm doing covers on some of their other books as well, like in Farscape ones or whatever, and that's pretty much it.
What did you hit in on? You didn't. No one's heard. Like what you started out on, whatever our books.
I started out with Atomic Rocket Group
for Rob Curley.
Yeah.
You
still working on it?
Did the first one, and I did about 13 or 14 ones from the second issue, but there's a couple of art. Deck did a couple of pages in that as well, and
four.
Yeah, there's a few more artists involved in it as well. Kieran Finnegan and what's your buddy's name?
Dave O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he's doing it as well.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's
I think it's pretty much done as far as I know. Anyway, I haven't heard from Rob in a while, but that should be out soon enough. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I was working for Classic Comics like Deck was for a while. Yeah.
Tell us the dirt there.
It won't be published, but I got paid for a year, so I don't care.
Take my boss.
So,
what did they tell you? What did they
just right at the very end when it was finished, I got an email going,
how many pages are there?
172 pages.
Jokes on you, we're not publishing.
Yes, yeah, so, no, I got an email back,
the editor was very, the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. But he did pay him the whole time.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
That's how far he would go to send me up.
But 20 grand out of
pocket. I got an email going, we need changes on like 80 pages now, pretty much. And I was like, I can't really do it. I'll do it as fast as I can. But I was actually working for DC at the time. Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to put it on. I had to get that in there.
Go on.
I told him, like, I have to do this first, I'll get to do it as soon as I can, whatever. And he's like, yeah, okay, no problem, blah, 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 blah. And it was all like, oh, like your art, blah, 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 always long. And then he goes, actually, we're going to get someone else to do it. And I think it's Mike Collins, because I know he's really interested in drawing. And that's fair enough. Like, I wasn't really that into the Shakespeare stuff anyway. I'm much happier drawing, like, sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, bad writer. So, that's
what
pretty much
it. What are you
doing
for DC,
say? I was just doing, like, tests and stuff for them at the time, like, you know, so.
They were courting them.
Oh. Yes.
So.
We
danced around for a little while.
Yes.
It didn't quite go right away. A lot of fun though.
Second base.
Second base, yeah.
Did DC pay?
They did.
Did they publish?
Paid them well.
They didn't publish.
Like,
so, but anyway, it was just that, like, they pay for your samples and stuff like that or whatever, so, which is pretty nice.
That's fucked up.
So,
that's
cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nick?
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm good.
Alright, we'll move on.
Okay.
Tell us.
What?
About your comics.
About your comics. Without using the word Transformers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's like we need to go by Marcus Parkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll use the word diamond and cunt flaps.
Oh.
They can be changed, actually.
Pardon?
They can be chafy, the diamond
complex. Oh, they have chafed me. They've
That's
chafed
a
me.
Movie.
No one's got a copy of the last issue of Maximum Dinobots, which is a robot comic.
What do you mean no one knows?
Like, no, it didn't come into any of the piggin' shops, even though I did it on time time.
The one time I was on deadline.
No, yeah, so that's just kind of burning me up at the moment. But
what do you mean? It's delayed or?
No, it's not even delayed. It came to Planet Dublin. It came to, like, you know, loads of shops, but not enough shops and not all the shops. And now those people are online saying, "Oh, great, didn't get issue two. I'm not going to bother getting the next
so
three
it was
issues."
Printed, so printed, didn't send them.
Oh, printed. It just didn't arrive in a ton of shops. I don't know. It's not the IDW sort of, like, you know, obviously sent them out.
Obviously, the Dinobots happened.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
It's the Decepticons' fault.
Oh, sorry.
Problem with a lot of those books is, though, that, you know, they'll only order so much. Like, a lot of people will go in expecting the new Angel, the new Transformers to be. Whereas some shops will only get a certain amount.
But it'd be like,
that's understandable. But a regular them going missing.
But these are shops that have, like, sort of had, like, you know, had these issues ordered because they're standing orders with customers, or they've been ordered months in advance, and they get them anyway. They got issue one, no problem. Had enough copies of that, and now issue two just have seemed
that's,
to.
That's
it's just
that's
really upsetting seeing, because it feels like, you know, you've just kind of, like, pissed the last 4 months of your life away and stuff. Because, like, I've been lucky enough that all the other kind of comics I've done have gotten good reaction on the Transformer boards and get good buzz or whatever. I mean, or at least get reaction, good or bad, as people talking about them.
Yeah.
At least you feel like, oh, people are looking at this.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
I haven't even got that
yeah,
chance.
I haven't even read this issue and stuff. Might get the trade. But,
yeah,
you know, the world's falling apart. Might not be able to afford
surely
it.
Surely, so Transformers is going to sell regardless, isn't it?
Yeah, no,
so.
I guess, and the year that's in it as well. I mean, there'll probably be a lot of casual sort of people buying, like.
Are there more coming in, or is that it? Are they doing them too?
Well,
you've missed it, or is it coming
back? People, a lot of the kind of shops say, well, you know, check back with us, we might get it in, and they're hoping to get copies in. But
are IDW not really annoyed that their comics went?
I haven't had a chance to go through, and I was talking to one of the editors and stuff, and he was saying they're trying to get to the bottom of it, but they haven't sort of like said anything official one way or another. There's one of the guys on who works for IDW, Chris Mary, he's one of the graphic designers, he's trying to sort of get to the bottom of it at the moment, as far as I know.
He could be more of a, you know.
I would have thought so.
Are the orders way down too, then? What does that mean?
He literally means they printed them, they shipped them, and they just disappeared en route.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like people with like who have standing orders for it, who had like ordered it, pre-ordered it, and stuff.
And they didn't get it.
Get it, and it's not just like even. I mean, Ireland seemed to, or Dublin seemed to have got them. That's great. Mm. And but across the UK, across even Australia and America and stuff, just people who were expected to get. Because I mean, like, you know, these comic shops, Transformers is kind of a pretty decent seller anyway, and you know they know that if they get stuff in, it will sell. So I don't know.
And Dinobots has got to be. Kind of like,
well, they're kind of the biggest of the kind of the subgroups of Transformers. Do you know what I mean? It's not like it's the Stunticons. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of,
I like the
Stunticons. I know, but try saying 10 times fast when you're drunk. You're a Stunticon.
Take that, Stunticon.
Complete and utter Stunticon. So yeah, so that's my little industry rant. I never had one of them before. It's good.
Yeah.
I feel like
no one's listening.
I realize that. It's okay. So yeah, so that's my story.
We're ranting on all the tech classical not publishing.
I mean the bad Koreans, though, not the good Koreans.
I find it interesting, though, now with IDW, you can't really kick too much stink about it. Do you know what I mean? As in, because the way Diamond have gone, every relationship with publishers is really kind of, you know, like they've made deals with Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
That, so can't really kick up that much stink because they need Diamond to.
You got their balls.
You're saying this goes right to the topic. The mix will take care of this. It's deliberate.
It's been sabotaged by the GoBot fans, I think.
Rock Lords.
Fuck those GoBot fans. They try and get me every day. So yeah. But apart from that, I'm drawing Transformers. I'm very happy. I'm enjoying it. It's the 25th anniversary. I'm sure I'll have loads of other stuff to do. I'm doing some writing for Transformers later on in the year, so that'll be good.
Does that definitely happen?
Yeah, it definitely happened. I'm doing like a cup follow-up. Because I am cup two. Yeah. Cup board. So
cup
yeah.
Cup harder. I like that.
Cut my bitch up. So it's yeah, that's it's. They're doing like a kind of thing after this All Hail Megatron event that they're doing. They're doing like a kind of a.
What's the story with All Hail Megatron?
What is the story?
Is it being as received as badly as people are saying?
Oh no, I think loads of people like it.
Okay, but.
Nick likes it.
All Hail Megatron.
What? All Hail Megatron, yeah.
It's gay.
No, I know it's selling well, but I thought there was no negative.
You know, it's just a change in direction that, you know, people fear change, even though it's about changing robots.
Boom, baby.
I don't get it.
Jesus Christ. No one's getting it. I mean, loads of people are getting it, and it's doing really well.
I'm getting it off deck.
Well,
if you're not reading it, you should definitely pick it up, I
would say. I definitely pick up anything that IDW has with robots on it.
Actually, I did pick up.
Wait a minute, I don't know anything
they do. Jesus Christ. Any licensed title IDW do is quality, so. Yeah.
I did pick up your first issue, I thought it was. Thought
yeah, it was just casually left there by a disgusted All Hail Megatron fan on the street.
your first theory, Dinobots.
Oh, that one?
It was really good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well drawn. The colouring in your books are—they're really good.
Yeah. No, you guys like it.
Well,
you
wouldn't
see any of your colours.
No, I'm not. Let me clear that up. My colours I'm very happy with at the moment, but the colouring on Nick's book is excellent. Like,
it's nice, very
upper tier colouring, I think.
Yeah. Josh Bersham did that. He's pretty good. He's kind of the go-to guy on Transformers. Although there's a girl, mind you. I know it has happened before. Stephen Thompson, sorry. Colouring my next few issues called.
He is a girl. I can even understand half
I said. No. What it was is I was in the middle of a sentence and it backpedaled before I even got the point. It was like, yeah, damn. I've got a girl.
So like you're singing there versus.
Yeah. No, it's a stroke. I've got a new colourist as of issue 3 called Joanna Lafuente.
There's more than one Spaniard called Lafuente?
She is Portuguese.
Lafuente. Excuse me. She's translated from the Arabic.
He's Spanish though.
Really?
He's
Spanish, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Portuguese word. I don't know what it means.
So the colours, I'm very lucky with the colours.
Awesome.
So there you go, happy with the colours, happy with the robots, yeah.
Happy with your lot, Nick?
Yeah. I'm happy with my robot, lad. I like to get a chance to do something else sometimes.
Your robot?
But, you know,
my robot. Do you really, Dominic? Really?
Sometimes.
You feel like, I feel like you want to say something, Nick.
Hey, Nick, you haven't got a website. What's the story with that?
Yes,
it does.
I've got a blog, but I think...
He's got a secret blog.
I've come to the conclusion that people, it's like dogs. If you don't have time to look after one, you shouldn't fucking have one. And I...
That's true.
And I haven't, like, touched my blog.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I was on a website.
It was...
Speaking of which, you know, has anyone got a DeviantArt?
No.
I registered because Mike Hurst has one and Adam Hughes has one. There's loads of different
Ones. Yeah,
so I registered to use it, and then I went back like 3 days later, and there was like about 17 comments welcoming to DeviantArt.
Yeah, you go.
But I don't think anyone knew who I actually was. I'm just having a bit of a love in, like.
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, DeviantArt. Which isn't, you know, a bad thing.
He's had it for a while, but then it kind of, she wasn't a huge fan of it because of the interactive.
That's kind of why I don't want to do it, because you've got to play nice, and like if you want people to, like, you know, be nice to you, you've got to obviously spend time and sort
of. It's almost like MySpace.
That's what it is.
It's kind of what it is. And
the comment that said, "Sorry, but I don't intend to maintain a DeviantArt, so I just want to look at people's stuff."
Yeah,
and they're like, "That's great, man! We love you, whatever."
Can't you look at
take a token?
Yes,
you don't have to sign up to stuff without.
You do have to register to see the censored stuff.
What an insight!
Half of our new stuff comes under mature because all the lady folks, so I couldn't see half of those art.
And
I said, I wanted it for my trials or whatever, like, especially the new
stuff.
Can't
listen to this now.
Boom, baby.
Hey! you touch your upper arm every time you become a redhead. DeviantArt. But it's the way to go, because I mean, loads of editors like troll DeviantArt.
Do
they?
Yeah, apparently. It's surprising, man.
I have been thinking about
it. Surely they look at the blog.
They will look at the blog. No, but it's just finding it.
No.
They don't specifically know who you are. It's very hard for them to find your blog.
But you do hear editors say that they do look up. They seem to look at more deviant art sites than blogs. I prefer blogs.
That's because it's linked and networked. Like, people put that thing where they pick other people's favorite pictures on DeviantArt they like and they put them on their site.
Yeah, no, that's saying, if you get a favorite,
if you go on anyone's head, there's like favorites and some crap like that.
But if anyone wants to look at my blog, it's nickroach.blogspot.com.
Sorry, there's no self-publicity.
Well, it's happening. Why are we here? It's happening, sorry. Take heed. But the reason why I don't kind of update the blog is just because I'm trying to keep it like as a writing blog as well.
I was going to say, you do write incredibly long.
But that's kind of why I want to do that, because I'm trying to get more.
That's like that just makes it much harder to...
That's why I don't write anymore. So it's a kind of,
I used to write a lot more when I started out. Writing, but I used to like wax lyrical.
Yeah, you know, you can tell when you're busy and your blog is just like, here's a picture.
It's pretty sick.
But I think if you've got a blog, I mean, I check blogs every day, you know, and if I check Thompson's and he wouldn't update for a while, I was like, oh god damn it, and then I check back a week later. And he would have updated, and I was like, it had been updated 5 days ago. I was like, god damn it, the one time I don't look, you know, kind of stuff like that. With blogs, you want to keep looking, so if you have one, you should, like, so I just put up a lot of panel now and then.
No, I know I should. I know I really,
I really like Sean Phillips' blog. Because he updates practically every day. It's rubbish, you know.
Jesus.
Practically.
Nice. I mean, this is what we need in the podcast. Who else do you hate?
I don't hate him. I don't know. It's just Tourette's.
Maybe a group blog, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Will suggested that before.
Who maintained it, though? We need Will. I won't.
You know,
I'll give you pictures for it.
But do you need to maintain it?
No, you need to update it regularly.
Yeah, but everyone would do it individually. We'd all have
We'll all have passwords, so you can just post yourself up there.
But
you'll
pick up the Slack when I don't do it, right?
But we can post as each other then, and just look like really shit pictures.
I'm sleeping with your wife. Who is this?
I don't think I can actually draw shit pictures. I've tried.
Wait a minute, I thought you said no one was better than anybody else. Get him started now. He's got nowhere to go.
Exactly.
No, the problem, like, that's it's all nice and fun, but I mean, like.
So someone loses an eye.
If you do a group blog, what happens to your own? I mean,
I think you should have your own
images.
Blog then more portfolio.
Just put the same images on both.
Yeah,
new photographs.
Yes,
he'd be all over that.
Well, they're not quite nude, but I would be all over that.
Well, if Will sorts it out, I'll contribute.
Eclecticmix.blogspot.com.
It's already happened. Make it happen.
Yeah, that's 10 minutes.
It'll last a week, and we'll trail off.
That's MICKS. That's Thompson's.
I want the dinosaurs shot down.
Yeah,
true. Actually,
it was a phrase for science.
No, we'll do this. We'll do this. I think of a name for the blog, because the Craig was saying people aren't going to find Eclecticmix.
Well, apparently, going to find.
find it anyway.
That's what we're on this thing for.
They'll find it.
All 12 people who listen to this will like check out an eclectic mix.
Okay. maybe that might.
It's called us Comic Cast.
Exactly. Yeah. Take all their hits. That'd be sweet, man.
Best sketch, by the way, was that Man Thing Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
by Bob Burns. Absolutely.
And I started up with that.
I don't even know.
I started up with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I saw your
it was awesome. Yeah, balls to it. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. You hate Nick?
Like, see Nick's Marvel sketches. It's like,
nah.
Yeah,
they're
really good sketches.
It's a really nice Punisher one.
They smell of ass.
Really? Yeah. Nick Punisher?
Nick, I actually
Nick
like
Punisher.
Him the most.
Yeah. It's like a really cool name.
No,
the name's Nick Punisher.
I was going to say Nicky Powell, but you know.
Yeah.
I must say, I prefer your Marvel sketches to anything else.
Yeah, good.
I do not. As good as I think they were.
I'll take them.
I like your inking too much to not have them on the other ones.
I hate my inking.
I hate my inking too. Everyone hates their inking. Probably except him.
I don't.
Well, a while ago I was quite happy with it.
I really like my inking.
Okay, you're
drinking
your
way too much. Yeah. Way too much.
You like doing digital crap way too much.
Oh!
Starting
now! Jump in there.
Digital flats.
Let's talk about digital art versus traditional art.
Yep.
Bob!
Okay. Well, let's get
go on. Let's talk about actual artwork.
Let's get down to it. Me and Will like the rocket digital.
Don't make us laugh, man.
It's true.
Yes.
Because we have lives and we like to have spare time.
Exactly.
There we go.
It's
your argument.
Having
lives.
Faster.
Yep.
And you can zoom in and undo.
Oh, wow. So you can have a life and zoom in.
Yeah.
Wow. I have no recourse to that.
Yeah.
I can't zoom in or out.
It's just quicker.
How much time would you save?
It's not as enjoyable, surely, as how
it is. Absolutely, I find it.
I find it exactly the
you're
same.
You're straddling the middle ground. So
I don't see a huge difference. I mean, we use.
Well, it's just
I
the
know,
same thing.
Anyway,
you've got the
center,
yeah, I did all of the John McCain digitally and a good bit of Star Trek digitally. And
it's not the same because the interaction is different.
No, but it's not hugely different.
But
it's
definitely quicker.
Within a day, I kind of forgot, and it was just that's exactly the same.
Yeah, but do you not think your stuff that's not digital looks far stronger in a lot of ways than the stuff that was digital? I know you cared a lot more about the stuff.
Exactly, I think it's hard to tell.
So you think
I've
you cared that much
about
the digital stuff?
Look,
that's just good.
Yeah,
but it's not about what
it's less
about,
spirit. Seriously, it's not a quantifiable thing. But there's less
heart
in it.
Spirit and heart.
Is there another thing about like not being able to sell your art then afterwards if you want to?
Can't sell my art anyway.
Yeah, but if
no one's bothered,
no, but in the future,
if you really tried, you could.
Potentially, I'm sure you could, but you're saving so much time doing it.
It's
a bigger factor.
You're making money in the corresponding way. I mean, you're doing twice as much work in half the time. You're making that money back regardless of whether you said your original. I just like the tactile old school smell of it all.
Yeah.
Same here.
I do as well, but I haven't seen the sun in weeks, so I'm starting to come into it.
Yeah,
but
that's because she's
and it's just that hours and hours slaving over a scanner, unless you got one of his
agents.
Oh,
what a scanner thing, I agree.
My
face
scanner came this week. Yeah, it's down at my folks' house. They've got to drop it off to me.
It's so big. It is so big.
250.
Huge.
Yeah, on dabs.com. Thompson said
plus
he's electric.
We're talking about A3 scanners now.
I get the most amount
of passion out of
just circle jerking over a scanner.
It's really annoying. If you draw a drawing, an oversized drawing, and then you have to scan it into a computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you only have a smaller scanner, you have to scan it in 3 bits, stitch together, Photoshop, and it is
slightly rotating.
Unless you've done it before, it is one of the worst things you'll ever have to do in your life. It is torture.
And if you scan all the pages and realize you forgot one little bit at the end after you've turned off your scanner,
let's say you did 20 pages.
It's a small thing, but
that's the thing. 20 by 3. You just can't. I mean,
the
it's
physical
but the real thing is like, sometimes I finish drawing at like 11 at night, 12 at night. But I don't actually get to bed till half one.
Luxury,
luxury.
Scanning and stitching the thing together because computers just do insane.
We can muster something better than this.
No,
come on.
This is.
Scanning
is a really annoying part of the job. Like,
the negatives.
No, we're all excited because we got big scanners. Or
well, I haven't graduated with a big scanner, but I do want to.
Yeah, you should. You should.
How much is a big scanner?
258 on DAFTA that I eat.
Plus 21 posts.
Fantastic.
Which is very reasonable.
I think so.
Is it a printer as well?
Yeah.
It's an all of one.
That's amazing.
It's an Axis if you want.
Yeah, A3 print. That is
who uses
awesome.
Axis these days, really.
But revolutionized things.
It's great.
Any other technology that's revolutionized you?
Well, computers.
The iPod out here.
Yeah.
You know we're in the internet age.
Apparently.
Is that what our age is called? Seriously, the internet age. Are we in the internet
age? Well, we're past that, no. That was started by information talent.
What age are we in then? Seriously.
I'm into the underage.
Nice.
That's
good.
I was
trying to be serious.
That's going to come back.
I really want to know.
Underage plus 7.
This is like the Illuminati here. Does anybody know what the age we're in this guy? Is that still the internet age?
The naughty.
No.
The internet age.
I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well,
it's
better
I suppose it's
how
they say after the age.
Guys, everyone's talking over each other.
Whatever.
Yeah, I suppose this is too late.
He's doing so far from my phone.
So basically, we're having
a tangent discussion, alright, about actual matters. You and your scanning issues.
true. It's important.
What kind of DPI do you go for?
I like 600. Don't tell him.
I too like 600. Even for A3, you go with 600. That's very large. Especially
for memory storage. You know, like just
for memory storage.
You know, it's just in case. You never know what's going to come up, and you're going to need the file, like a really good copy.
Have you ever?
That's true
it?
Enough. I'd say
I have everything saved and never.
No, because comic companies lose everything.
Except when I reuse backgrounds and stuff from different comics and menu comics.
Sometimes
the ones that he drew.
Yeah.
For me, for our
one of my backgrounds made a
using
debut
new
in Angel.
Yeah, it was in issue 7 of Angel after.
Was it my sky?
It was a nice background.
It was hilarious.
I don't know.
Look at your Angel.
It was one of those things
I recognise this sky.
Can I put that on my resume now?
Whatever.
The slick Mooney rendering, and then this really nice brushwork in the sky.
You hear that really nice rendering in the sky? The rendering was I actually extended it hugely, so the res is really shit on it. So it doesn't actually look.
It is. It's quite blown up
if you look at it properly, but it is nicely drawn. I'd say that. Mm. Yeah. I didn't even pencil a sky in, did I? I just said draw.
No, he just dropped it.
He was inking my issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I drew the figures and kind of a rocky thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, please insert hellish sky here. Tom's a knock it out of the park. Yeah. That's how I like to move.
He is a park knocker.
Uh-huh. Or that out park knocker.
Stephen Park Knocker Thomas.
Marion Park weekends, midnight to
dinner. Like you underage, Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I've worked on Frankenstein.
Nobody cares. You feel inadequate then.
Yeah.
Not as a man, as an artist.
Penis.
As an artist.
As an artist.
Yeah.
No.
Tell us about your love life.
Oh. Right there.
No, what about your girlfriend?
His
girlfriend's got the last for me.
How's your dad? For Dick?
No, she just sort of took pity on him that you
were
so much.
Yeah, it's going, like. Pity's a little name.
But just, but I would say, I would, like, if I was doing Spider-Man and one of you were doing Batman, I would still go, I'd love to, you know, I always, whenever any of
so the grass
like,
is always greener on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, it always is, but it's always something kind of interesting you're not
doing.
I think
that's
like,
most
I would love to be doing something like, you know, what Thompson is doing with IDW or what any of you are doing, but I'm also really glad I'm doing graphic novels, so...
You know ours turn into graphic novels when we're finished.
They're not really.
I have six.
No, they're trained. I like an original graphic novel, and you don't have to break down the story beats every 20 pages.
I would like to
you know it's long form. I could take my time with it. It's very different to other stuff. Like,
it'd be very annoying having to draw for an entire year.
I think it'd be very satisfying though.
Yeah, but never. Yeah,
oh, true. The exposure aspect.
Yeah.
Is
I'd need the
applause. Yeah, I draw for a year and not have to sprint. That's like with Angel.
I would like to be doing something where, you know, like, it would be nice if there was something that was coming out once a month just to bring your exposure, because otherwise, I mean, if all I do is Sweeney Todd, I wouldn't have anything published this year, and that kind of, you know, it's not annoying, but it's
just say
nice
you know
it's
will.
Published. Yeah. So I get
he's drawing American comics now.
Sure is.
Mm. Woohoo!
But yeah, that's the only thing. It's a little frustrating having to wait all that time.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm really enjoying the work I'm doing.
But you always
put
your finger in a few pies, don't you? I mean, you've always got something.
Yeah, that's the one advantage of doing long form. You can just tip around other things.
Your fingers are moist most of the time from your pie.
Is it my pie right now?
Jesus.
Tell them about the 16-year-old chick.
Yeah, that's it.
Who didn't turn out to be 16. You told me about it.
No, I said you were 16.
Yes,
you just told
me.
Just a nice sort of like, you know, look into your process, into your thought process. Like, tell us about
the 16-year-old.
Well, he's used reference from her in comics.
Oh, you haven't heard of it?
She wasn't.
Oh, that's her. We shouldn't get into that.
I think someone should explain it so you don't
know. No,
you need to clear your
mind. You don't want that on the internet.
There's nothing under
I made that all up.
Yeah.
My hand's on a Bible right now.
But, on a serious note, I'm really enjoying the work I'm doing. It would just be, I would like the constant exposure of something coming out once
a week. The adulation, if you will.
It's not adulation, because you're not really getting adulation, but you're getting a constant
exposure. It's ridiculous. Seriously, with Angel, I'm getting loads of adulation.
I get shitloads of
adulation. I'll never get it again.
I went on the IDW boards, because I saw that, you know,
spoiled.
Mooney wasn't getting much like credit. I thought it'd be nice, so I went on boards and I, you know,
said,
oh,
I'm not getting much credit. Let's get into this.
On the IDW boards, you weren't, so I thought,
which
oh, time? Mooney's not getting to it. So I think,
alright,
not really, like, you know.
Okay.
No. I said, you weren't getting as much as, say, other guys who I didn't think were as good as you, basically,
okay.
You know.
Name them.
Don't name them.
No.
Stephen Thompson.
But you know, so
the board's
amazing. So I went to line.
That sky was just terrible.
Honestly, said what I thought. You know, it was.
That, yeah, that was true. You did do that.
You know, yeah, I would never like lie and say, I think it's the best stuff ever, but I'd always say like what I liked about it. But then I find out like they were getting all this praise on the Whedon boards and stuff, the stuff I didn't look at.
So, well, you still had put an actual comment that meant something, which is nice.
Yeah, true. Like, I
mean, you
that.
Give bad things too, in fairness.
Yeah.
You know, you reel it in with a little, like, well, he did that crap. But that's better. Like,
that bad.
When Billy asked me to leave a message, you just compare it to Greg.
One time, I tried to trust him to do it, and I couldn't. We don't want to get that out there, either, though.
No.
My crushing defeat of the soul by Thompson.
Well, he would be probably the highest selling of any of us. By far.
But that's only because of the writer.
No, it's not because of anything.
Then again, maybe still
waiting around. If someone met him, he was drawn, I would have sold even more. I saw more than other guys. So. Like, I'm not, you know, it's just.
But Angel is the best selling by Disney.
Angel would be
their
flagship. At the moment, it's only about 39. It's it was selling 37 when I was on it, though. BAM!
Oh, my eye!
So, Stephen 2, what are you working on at the moment?
It's still Angel.
Still Angel.
Yeah, I'm doing a different Angel miniseries now, and I am planning to do more after that. So because it's doing really well for them, and I am a big fan of the property.
He's
at the end of the day, I'm a big nerd for the Angel stuff. So I hope to just do a bit more this year, and then maybe call it a day in Angel, because there is a threshold at the same time. You can only draw a likeness of somebody so many times.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it, and. I mean, I'm trying a slightly different style. It's not really that different.
More of a slightly different technical process.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying that too.
You might say you're dipping your toe into the digital world.
I mean, reluctantly, I am, Thompson, and I'm yielding actual really good results as
exactly.
well. So,
what are you
doing? I'm inking a lot of it digitally now.
Oh,
dinking.
Nice.
Dinking, if you will.
Digital inking.
Jesus.
I hate anyone who says that phrase.
Because I'm getting better.
There's an actual company made Dinkers or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought we did that. Shinking has to be.
No, dinking I first heard from Jeff McCallum.
Shoddy inking is what Seven Thompson's phrase. Shinking.
Yeah.
Which is probably a little more of we used to shink the shit out of pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Still do, really, to be honest.
There's some nice stuff being inked digitally. I can't
think of the artist.
Oh, completely. Yeah, guys, good inker is going to do a digital job on it. Like, I don't know what that means. Everyone else showed up for me.
Do
that.
Do a digital job.
Wee jobby.
So a lot of you guys have gone to New York Comic Con
2 months ago.
I can't wait.
That was New York.
I now work for Marvel.
So what's the plan there? What's going to be happening?
Lots of.
We're getting it schmoozed, wine and dying, and we can't wait.
Yes.
Well, what's happened? Yeah, me and Bob aren't going.
What is happening?
I've got first cover coming out. Yay!
That's great.
It's a lot of fun to drink.
I've got a couple of actual things planned. The IDW lads are laying on a big Angel dinner for us and stuff.
Yeah. Angel dinner.
As erotic as that sounds, it's nice, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
That's cool.
And,
so
and meetings with whoever.
Who's going to the Angel dinner?
Everybody except Nick Runch that's associated with it. Dave Messina, Frank Oru, me, Brian Lynch, Chris Ryle.
Any of the actual actors? Producer?
No. None of the real people. just the nerdy comic version.
That sounded so bad when you said that Nick Runch isn't going. You went, oh.
Nick Runch, I actually really like Nick Runch.
No, so do I. But I just like how he said
it. Big fan and stuff.
I know he didn't mean that.
I meant that, honestly. Poor Nick. Anyway, go on.
Oh, I'm done. I'm spent.
Okay.
So, New York, when is it?
When next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
It was back Friday's like 3 months.
2 months ago. Just
February.
Let's go over.
Just go around
everything.
And then they lay on an even of beers as well.
But it's like, it's a big comic convention for
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It's apparently it focuses way more on the comic end of things, which is great.
It was, last year. Because there's a lot of movie stuff going to San Diego, which is the biggest one, just for anybody.
They will come to New York. They'll be there in a couple of years.
Of course they will, but I mean, because there's more, because, you know, comic publishing is more centered in New York. There's a lot more comic-centric stuff there. Like,
And artists make a fortune at it. Like, they're all charging about $60 or $70 for sketches. Like, you know,
but these are
all
the reputation, surely. Like, we can't sit there and charge $70 for sketches.
Yeah.
No, but somebody goes for a hand job.
No, but I
don't.
Yeah,
hand
job. It doesn't pay. I don't know. It's no business, really. But I do know that I write.
Well, like you're going with this.
Well, it's just
what's nobody's business.
Yeah, I know
the
story.
But he goes UK artist, and he goes over to the States, and he does. Fairly well, like, you know,
he came back from an hour like sketching, and he's like,
it's not like it's a detriment. We're not slacking.
It's not a detriment. It's just nobody's business. I don't know.
I think it's the Comic Cast list.
Who is he? Nick hates everyone. Give us something. What are you talking about? Tell me to me, and I'll say it loud. Jamie McCarthy, right. And
no,
he just
no, actually, that's not, it wasn't Amazon, but it was Andy Tom. He does a spectacular Spider-Man.
Okay.
Film. But he goes...
but everyone's doing it. They're all selling this.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, no, but I mean, he's going over, and he does fairly well, and yeah, Jamie does fairly well as well, you know? But I mean, they're not huge
table.
Names.
Sorry? Do you have a table?
Artist salad.
No, it's because they require money, and one thing I learned by going there, like, you can sit down, you can be doing sketches for folk, but most people just go to the bar and... You know, don't even go to the con. Be surprised when people go to the convention and don't even go to the convention.
Yeah,
that's what the hell does that mean?
It's true. If you go to a lot of conventions, the vast amount of
you mean editors and such.
No, and
the pundits.
No, not the pundits. I mean, you go to a Comic Con, all the pundits would be walking around the con, but all
punters.
The
punters,
good point. Punters will be walking around the con, and all the creators and editors will be just in the bar, completely avoiding the rest.
A lot of people just like go.
Well, it's the only time they socialise, a lot of them, you know.
Yeah. That's it. You get to meet your a lot of friends at that time of year, so that's great.
Oh, there's loads of people I know.
Everyone will be like, "Where's Bob?"
It'd be great, man. You should think about going over. Like, New York's a lot.
No, I don't think
you should.
I'm not being funny. I don't see what you.
Oh, you're not into
that.
The whole.
That's
thing. Like,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, you wouldn't be as interested as we would because we know a lot more of that stuff. Yeah. And it's really applied.
But if you went over there selling Adbuduke, like, you could sell it.
Yeah, the Irish. All a good time.
Yeah, I mean, that book's not going anywhere.
Play the Irish
card. It's not
going
to undraw itself.
What if it does, Declan? What if it does undraw itself?
It's digital. You can't trust it.
So it's a Nick Thompson.
That comic's going to your
It's like, whoa, what a review. Get that in the back of the second printing. This comic's going anywhere.
This show's nowhere.
Oh, man. Declan Shabby.
Nice.
Hands down.
Another one of my fair but honest comments.
Yeah, I think so.
We don't know more about
it. I hate the whole convention thing.
Well, tell us about it, man.
Tell us about it.
It's just so much grief.
Why were you at the Irish Comic then?
I hate going to them.
There's an awful lot of bullshit associated with
talking to me about comics.
So it's more of an antisocial aspect.
I just hate people that are into comics. There, I said it.
Yeah. Well, we all into comics to an extent.
Yeah, but you know.
So you hate everybody.
I hate yourself. You know. Talking about Spider-Man and all, like, not that I'm like dumping on that, but just the whole, you know.
I'll use the word. It's gay.
Take it to the gays, Bob.
I like that, Bob. For once, you'll use the word.
Well, he didn't want to have to go there.
It is gay.
Don't use this
it's
word.
It's his favourite adjective.
When was the Dublin Con?
November, I think.
November. Yeah, I'd say that's November.
Yeah.
No. I enjoy it.
I can kind of understand what you mean. I mean, there's some like other areas.
I mentioned I want to wrestle with you this year.
That was
cool because I didn't go to the convention.
But that's what we all do.
That's what we understand.
Unless you have to sit there and draw, you just go and hang out with editors. You schmooze. Basically, you try and get people's pants.
I'm not a fan of Bristol. I much prefer Birmingham.
Controversial.
I do now. I used to prefer.
Craig
says
it. Don't let the whole setup.
Craig is still alive, everybody.
He's giggling at the size of
Yeah. I get kind of nervy going cons as well.
Why?
I don't know.
You feel like a dick. That's what it is. You're not famous enough to fucking, you know. Like,
but that's all self-conscious shit. Like, that's just your own insecurities.
But it just always feels like it feels like a big kind of rat race. Kind of when you're amongst like loads of your peers.
It's
just
totally
like
a race.
Who's doing what?
Totally
how much are they doing? And how well are they doing? How well you're doing in comparison? And the grass is always greener in your head anyway. So you just always feel like. Balls to this, so it's kind of.
You have all got good gigs from going to the thing.
This is true, there's results you ended from it.
Yeah. Oh no, it is, I know, but it's just, you know, when you're kind of. When your confidence isn't terribly good, that kind of like works against you as well.
But
you
don't
push yourself
anybody,
harder,
does anyone actually enjoy that side of the conventions? I don't.
Which
The politics side, the telling everyone how great they are.
Who does that?
I don't think
there's a lot of that.
One upmanship.
Oh, no, there is. You gotta sell your thing, like, you know.
It's
you
all about selling product.
Yeah. I'm terrible at that. At the last part.
Yeah, but we just don't do it, that's what I mean. Like.
But you're good at that, so I thought you might be into it. Like.
Yeah,
I'm good at it. No, seriously, I thought you were getting a few deals going or whatever. Like,
just
because
you do
content,
you have to enjoy it.
Well, I suppose you're doing well enough without it, maybe.
That's the thing.
Yeah, if you needed it, you probably would do it then,
What?
Where were we at the con? We were all at the con together that, in England.
Birmingham.
That was alright, like.
That was
low-key, like, but it was alright.
Yeah. I liked the
that was Mignola and Kevin Nolan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be in New York.
I like the building.
Yeah.
That IMAX. I was tempted to go to the IMAX. It's near the con.
Transformers, isn't it?
Transformers was at the IMAX, yeah.
That is true, like, all comic creators do go to the cons for nothing to do with the cons, like. As you
say you get to that stage, jadedness.
Not jaded, just
before I knew all of you guys, you know, like, I was going to cons and it was nice.
Your life really began there.
Exactly. It began in the 70s. Where are those? Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to be able to talk shop with people. because you're doing it on your own in your room the whole time.
Like, that's the start. That's the first.
You master.
Yeah, imagine start. Doing it for 20 years, though, you'd be well.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe you don't.
As long as your star was rising, you wouldn't. I mean, if you get to the stage where you're calling your own shots,
because then you'd be making money going to things.
You make people come to you. That'd be great.
Yeah, and you don't lose the fortune going.
Absolutely, you're actually a guest.
Yeah,
not a wannabe, not a contender. I could have been somebody. Bit of a bum, just what I am.
You're just gonna keep running with these, aren't you?
Well, I like the film.
You're not like
that. Can I put me back in? Well, what other quotes have you got?
That's thumbs bad, doesn't it?
Okay.
Like George Clooney once.
I gotta know what you mean about like talking about it. I mean, say there's some areas of fandom like TV shows where a show would be out and people would just talk and talk and talk about it. I don't care, I just want to watch it and enjoy it.
I didn't feel like you have, you know, you work on comics for so long and then you have free time. Why would you want to go somewhere and.
There's an element of that.
There's so much grief. I hate travel.
Well, I think that's a different element altogether, isn't it? That's
You're all going together. Where's he staying?
No, we're all staying.
It's part of my honeymoon.
I'm staying in his bedroom.
We're all traveling.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Leaving separately. Can't wait to go over there with the guys. It's not on the same plane or in the same hotel. But
or even socialise with them.
Yeah,
but I know they're there.
Man, we'll see each other all the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
We'll keep in touch when summer's over.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Like Sandy, we're all the place.
Danny Zuko.
Zuko, yeah.
Apparently,
I don't know.
You're the theatrical one.
Oh, Jesus, how blown my cover.
He's the theatrical one.
Theatrical.
That's very true. You've written plays, right? You're very
formed in
pantomimes.
Call them what you will.
I do call them plays.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh no, you didn't.
Hey! Zing, Nick. We all kept back with
Nick. Where were you? Where were you when I was at
behind you.
Next question. First question.
Something to do with comics. What would people actually want to know? Let's be honest.
Is there any advice?
No, don't get into comics.
Yeah. Oh, come on, it's brilliant.
You just said how much you hated going to conventions.
This is still my dream job, though.
Yeah. If I could, like.
Wow. What would you be like if you had a job you hated? Seriously, depressing.
Yeah.
Where they don't even have conventions.
It's tough enough to do a job you love.
Banging haircuts.
If I look back and when I was younger, I'd see what I'm doing.
See, honestly, it's out of the Backstreet Boys.
Delighted.
I keep telling myself.
If I told myself as a kid like that, I would be drawing comics for a living. I mean, I think I take it for granted sometimes, because once it's a job, you get bogged down in that when you've got things done for and something isn't working, and you know, you complain about your job, but I mean, you get paid to draw for a living. That's pretty fucking.
Sometimes I'm drawing a panel and I'll be drawing like Optimus Prime and I just think, fucking hell.
Yeah,
and
this is brilliant. This is wrong.
This is brilliant. He has 8 exhausts.
You know, you're pretty lucky to be doing what you
enjoy. Oh, I do. It's totally lucky. I never go against it. It's just the hours I get me. The job is great.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's
to drawing pictures, but someone gives you a few quid. Like, at the end of the day, all my mates work behind desks. My real friends. They all like have desks.
I was saying, where do you work?
I'm at a desk right now.
Many desks, actually. I mean, punching numbers, like. That's what. Whatever people real jobs do, what do they do? I don't think
they
do
that.
My limited exposure to the real world has told me
they play things you'd murder you
through television. Yeah. For the typewriter, shing, and it floats off like at the end of the 18th. Stephen J. Canal.
Yeah, that was all the TV shows that he produced.
It was still at the end of the 18th.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Good dog. Fresh Prince.
No, that was Family Times.
I thought that was Prince. As a
studios tend to do more than one show a given year.
That was my point.
You contradicted me where you were wrong to do that.
Never wrong.
Thompson, I have a question, a real question for Thompson. Explain your theory seriously.
No, it takes too long.
No, can you give it an encapsulated kind of version?
Not really, because it leads to 3 hours of conversation. He's only got like 10 minutes.
No,
you brought an extra disc.
I bought 2 extra discs.
Okay, I want to hear other artists, all serious.
I want to hear it.
Because it just leads to a
long, very tedious conversation.
No, make it
interesting. It's not tedious.
I don't think you can.
What if you want to talk about scanning? And like, you could cut us off. It's shite. Okay. Myself,
or keep talking over each
Will yeah. and Deck, we're having a conversation. Oh no, you weren't there that day. About whether any art can be truly better than any other. Truly,
that's basically it.
In an objective sense. Whereas I said, on a technical level, you can. But you say, well, what do you say?
Nothing. That's it. I just said that there's no such thing as good and bad in art. That's it.
But you do at the same time think that you draw better than some other people.
No, I just hacked that one.
You are rubbish. I don't mean any of us. I mean,
no, that's the whole point. I don't think there is a better or worse. It's just
even on a purely technical ability level.
Conventional standards, I think.
Exactly. You have to put. What I'm saying is, you have to put them outside.
Yeah.
yardstick against that. He draws more realistically or not. He draws more expressively or not. But I don't think there's anything just as better or worse.
I completely disagree in that. I think there are foundations in art that you have to learn or something. As in, you have to learn how to draw.
There's such a thing as learning how to draw.
Well, comics is such a technical medium.
No, I think you definitely then you start to bring in technical things and you can talk about better or worse.
You sound like you're in an
art school.
That
depends what you think
basically.
Is fundamentally
fine
important.
Art, it's a totally accurate
exactly,
art.
Exactly, yeah.
Half a sheep and a bicycle, who can say, well, I don't think it's good.
No, I'm not talking about that. But that's what I mean. I think that extends to every art in all ways.
No, I think it's different.
Sweeping
statement. Yeah, exactly.
Because art is subjective. It's not a technical thing.
Yeah. No,
it's
but it is
elements.
A technical. It is
a technical element.
In a certain way, comic book drawing is a technical.
Absolutely,
everything.
It's got anatomy. Storytelling
as well. It needs to tell
a
story.
That's the argument we got into.
Of course, but even abstract painting is technical things. You need to be able to use that knowledge.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
There's nothing technical about abstract painting.
Of course, there is.
The very definition of abstract. There's nothing technical about it. You throw paint at the canvas.
No.
That's not what. None of that's what I'm talking about.
I know,
exactly.
I
that's
don't
exactly.
agree with his.
No, no,
I don't agree with him either.
But
there's nothing technical about abstract. That's
no, how do you apply paint? How do you mix paint?
It's a technique. You can put it on your arse and
exactly.
rub it
it's
off.
A technique that you need to learn.
But you can do it anyway, whatsoever. Can't
that's
you?
What you're
talking about.
But technically, you can do that with comics.
No, you
yeah.
couldn't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you
yeah.
couldn't. You have to tell
yeah,
a story with comics. It's a progression of images. It has to be a progression of sequential images.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about comics art. I wasn't talking about storytelling.
Single
illustration.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's talking about covers, maybe. Something.
Well, whatever. Just talking about drawing, you know.
Yeah. Drawing.
You know, it doesn't have to be physically representative. It doesn't have to be accurate.
If you get, say, a page drawn by Adam Hughes and a page by someone who's, like, 15 and just started drawing... Like, you can obviously tell that Adam Hughes has learned, spent time studying.
Well,
No.
That's not the point. The point is, you have to think
like
that is better.
Or something.
That's my point.
No, you're not from a personal opinion. You can actually see that
one
he
is more
has
accomplished
learned.
Than the other
one, he has learned the technique.
That's not what I'm saying.
Needed.
I'm saying you have to say one is better or worse.
But
what
the definition of better is be one doing the job. More successfully than the other. Given
that, but that will change from person to person.
Again, what's
the
bottom line?
A 15-year-old wouldn't have the storytelling chops or the kind of...
Yeah, I was talking about illustration.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
I think storytelling is one of those, like as I was saying, it has to be an outside, technical meter you're putting
but,
against, and
yeah,
one
yeah.
would be clarity
that's
of
true.
Storytelling.
No argument with that, but we're talking about comics here. Are there better and worse comic book artists?
If you're talking about storytelling.
I'm talking about comics, interior comic arts, sequential
that's
art.
What I mean, are you talking about illustration or storytelling?
I'm
yeah,
telling you, interiors is sequential, it's not...
So you're talking about storytelling?
Yes.
Yeah, but
and drawing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but you see, that makes sense, because you can have somebody who's really good, let's just say, better at drawing, but isn't
are we
good
saying
at
better? Are we saying
no, no,
better?
No, I'm just saying hypothetically.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is anyone better at drawing than anybody
there's somebody,
else
there's somebody you could think is the best artist ever, but is really bad at storytelling.
But that's... No, but
that's... Better at comics.
No, that's because, like, it gets to a certain point when, like, let's say people have learned, are good enough at the techniques, they get into
you
comics,
have
to have a job.
No,
right?
That's the whole point.
But there are certain techniques you have to know to get into comics. Definitely, because take a look at all the
unless
you go
yeah,
yeah.
No,
ratio,
no,
ratio.
I agree with that.
Okay,
yeah,
and then once you've got to learn those techniques, then it becomes a matter of personal choice. Fair enough.
You
but
can't break
outside
the rules
of
the rules.
Let's say technical drawing. If you have a job as an architect or technical drawing, that's the most kind of you have to learn. All you go to school, you learn all these
art
techniques.
Art.
Right?
That's
not
that's
you can call that.
No,
art.
I know. No, let's that's at
that's
one end of the spectrum of drawing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I think in terms of like. Art where people are drawing figure work and stuff like that. Comics is the most like that, and at the other end is say abstract art, and there's bits in the middle like.
But so. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying you can't say better or worse unless you put some kind of outside
right.
Parameter
but I'm putting
on it.
That
but
that's
on there.
It.
That's
are there
fine.
Any better or
that's
worse?
There.
No. That's what I'm saying. You can't say better or worse unless you put an outside yardstick on
you the
it.
Parameters.
Which is inherent in
you a given question. If you're going on a sequential comic book artist, are some people better at it than others?
Well, that's not a parameter. You need more specific parameters.
That's
you
all
say,
I'm giving you. Can you say from that if someone's
what,
better?
Are
better,
you saying storytelling?
Better, well, I'm saying a comic book art, which would
encompass
storytelling.
Because comic book art is too vague a phrase.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
it is.
No,
it
is.
There's just way too much.
Because all I'm saying is because two different people will.
You're
have,
talking about style.
No, not at all. I'm saying two different people will want two different things out of a comic. Two different people will find two different things important in that comic.
Yeah.
Can't say
at a certain level.
Well executed in those.
No, that's all I'm saying is. If all you're giving me is comic art, then no, I don't think you can say
but comic art is very specific.
What do you mean?
It's a very specific art form, comic.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it can. It can be anything, as long as it's sequential.
It can't be anything, though.
It
no,
can.
It can.
You could have a comic that's panel.
Okay,
one,
you could have
red
yeah,
block.
Theoretically, you're
panel
right.
Panel two, zebra. Panel three,
but that people aren't generally. Let's go with what people are reading.
No, but I'm not talking about. That's
is that a real sequence? It is
yes,
technically
yes,
a sequence.
Yes.
Oh, but is there storytelling there?
Yeah. No. Well,
you
yes,
go from a disparate image,
image
to a cow.
Yeah.
To well,
that's
to half the moon. Is that
yeah,
storytelling?
Yeah, that's a
that's just
a Tetris,
man. That's not storytelling.
Yeah, no, I
story. Wait. What story are you telling?
No, but comics doesn't have to be storytelling. It has to be sequential.
It
no,
have
no,
to be storytelling.
No, it has to be sequential images. That's
which
all it has to be.
That is storytelling.
No,
that's Will Eisner.
No.
You mean it could be any random selection of images
absolutely
placed in any order?
That is
any
comics.
Yes. Technically,
yes.
I disagree on that. I think there has to be storytelling.
But it's weird that you can get so bogged down in the technical aspect and not see that test work.
Yeah,
no, I'm giving you that. I can see that, but I don't think that's really that's not storytelling. It
no
is an abstract comic, but it's not storytelling.
It's still a comic.
Depends
well,
on story.
It, yeah,
but it depends
yeah
on story you're telling.
Isn't a comic book definitely a story told in pictures?
No, it's just juxtaposed pictures.
Okay,
like
so
one after the other.
So for your point, so what you're saying is, if comics can be whatever they want to be, like
yeah
they could be what, then
the
one is better than the other. But
this is
but
interesting.
But our point is that. In the vast majority of comic books, there is
oh,
an inherent set of standards that have to be met.
Yes, this is
yeah
very fringe.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say if you walk to a comic and say,
"I know, but he's getting animated," warm, like
F. I am wearing fleece underneath.
He's got
yes
eight layers.
I do say if you go and say, "Oh,
yeah, no, we're better."
This comic
no,
versus this comic, and how good,
huh?
How clear is the storytelling?
Oh.
Then you could say,
huh?
Better,
or, right? Do you not find that would be? You know, so you don't need the comic doesn't have to tell a story,
of course.
See, I disagree, but then we're never going to get anywhere. That's all I mean. I would have thought that a comic book would have to tell some sort of story. As a book,
no,
inherent in the word book is
it's
telling a story. Comic
no,
book.
It's not.
I think comic book was more because comics were in book form.
Book
you know
form.
I mean? If you're going to get
I don't think we're going to get any further.
Yeah.
No, but I think there's
oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, there's one thing as regards, I think, you're thinking of story and how to tell it, whereas comics don't necessarily have to have
what
a story.
What comic book ever tell a story?
No, but.
Is there any example of a comic? I'm not talking about shit people. I'm talking about an actual comic meant to just have disparate images.
What's an actual
yes
comic? What about
is that sequential art?
Yes,
it's
technically
sequential.
Pictures in a sequence. You just think they have to relate to each other, but they don't.
Well, I would have thought that via sequence it would have to relate to each other.
No, not at all.
That's
just
a line
creating a mood. Or whatever.
But is it creating a mood telling a story?
No, it's creating a mood.
Then if a series of images creating a mood is a story.
It's not a story, it's a mood.
It's
setting a story. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. A series of images that don't do each other could set a tone, but don't tell a story.
I would call that sequential.
Yes, so would I, but I'm saying it's not a story.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a tale. It was kind of weird. You know,
a story doesn't have to be a full beginning, middle, end.
That's
and
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Now you're agreeing with me.
I'm trying to understand your argument.
That sequence of images unrelated to each other can be a comic without being a story.
But
you
they
just
are related. I'm saying they are related to each other.
No.
They just make a mood. They're related to each other in that sense.
They
can you imagine
the
banner after so the
way
they are
telling
stories.
What
the
fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. We'd agree and disagree.
Someone give a question there, quickly.
No, but I also think...
What member of New Kids on the Block does everybody like the best?
Donnie.
Too young.
I eventually came around to Donnie. I think
I have Mallrats.
I like that guy who became an actor.
Donnie.
No,
it's
not
Donnie.
No.
It's a McIntyre.
It's not. It's Marky Mark's brother.
No, the guy used to be in Boston Public.
Oh, I don't know. There's two actors there.
He was in some of
the guy in Band of Brothers.
No, he means a different one.
Well, one of the Wahlbergs was
yeah,
in.
Donnie Wahlberg.
This isn't a
Wahlberg.
Donnie
Wahlberg.
Everything is about the
Wahlbergs. He's in The Sixth Sense.
Sequential storytelling is about Wahlbergs.
Welcome to the Wahlberg podcast.
Which is better out of the Wahlbergs?
I don't think
you can
put that in
a
say.
You can't quantify a Wahlberg.
I don't think you can say Wahlbergs are better than each other. They're just there.
Yeah, I like Marky Mark.
Marky,
I never thought I would like Marky Mark, but he's damn good in The Departed.
He's very good in The Departed, isn't he?
I
know.
Although he's awful in some other stuff. I watched
yeah
Three Kings and thought he was great in that. But
yeah,
he seems to do one shtick and do it well.
He's terrible in
yeah
Planet of the Apes.
Have you seen Max Payne?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I haven't seen Max Payne.
I don't want to see Max Payne.
Yeah. No, don't go. It's atrocious. I've got an
angry face.
I've got an angry face. You do not, but you have a lovely face.
I thought it was more of a confused angry face. He kind of tried to reason things.
He does
always
have like
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
very well done.
He didn't find it funny.
No, he wasn't impressed.
No,
at all.
He did not find that amusing.
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't
see it.
Was
it?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Oh, I should look it up on YouTube when Saturday Night Live do Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg, I guess.
Yeah, he's not
it's
Marky
very
Mark.
Very well.
He'll always be Marky Mark. To
yeah,
me.
I can't help it.
Where is your funky bunch?
In his pants? What's Marky Mark from?
Yeah,
he was a rapper before he was an actor called
Marky
Mark.
Oh my god.
You're crazy, you man.
Oh,
Lord.
Young.
Joe hates unicorns.
I'm the oldest.
Are you noticed?
I think I'm older than Bob. He's 29.
This is my 30 day of the day.
Oh, oh,
yes. Yeah.
Could have gone to a con or something.
Yeah. Talked about comics.
What do you think about Spider-Man, Bob?
Spider-Man?
No, not really.
Yeah. Bob, no, Bob, what age is better than the other?
What?
For what women are, bro?
Legal is probably the cut-off one.
Come on.
Probably.
Well, you wonder if people get the wrong idea about it.
I put it out there.
Yeah. I know exactly.
That's why I agree to do this. I'm going to be slagging back
the whole instrument.
Ask a question about deck. Something we can work on.
Yeah, let's
build what we all want.
No, I'm defending him.
What is it like being friends with the awesome Declan?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The amount of opportunities to make yourself feel better, you guys. Second to me.
So mean.
It is kind
and
of.
And yet, mean. Historically accurate.
Yeah.
Why do you have such a problem with Declan? Let's throw it out there.
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
There we go.
Let's get to the root of this.
Yeah. Well, he's an easy target. Paint it on his
back. Because, I don't know, we all see a tiny bit of ourselves in that.
Ooh. It's
I have a tiny bit of myself in Declan last night.
Don't all of us sometimes literally will have some
negatives? I don't know. He has the exuberance and enthusiasm that we've all lost.
The young Farrah Fawcett.
He's way more
enthusiastic. Yeah, I know.
Will is really exuberant.
If anything, I'm older than haggard by his time.
You are.
No.
I actually feel older when he's around.
Kids.
Don't know that Marky Mark is a rapper.
He didn't know that was great.
Yeah,
Marky Mark is a rapper?
Yeah.
A poor, poor rapper.
I never actually heard him.
Well, you know, I was one.
Get the good vibration.
Yeah, that was good vibration.
Feel it.
Come on.
I do feel it.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. All the legs.
Oh, yeah.
New kids. Parachute pants, you know.
All the good stuff. I was reading in the paper the other day, like, there was all this on his hubbub in the papers.
Hubbub?
Yeah.
Nice.
New kids in the block didn't know who Westlife were.
Yeah, everyone
was
they didn't.
Very angry.
Why would they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why
that
would they? But the papers go, how could they not know who Westlife are? Who sold loads of albums in
Ireland and,
you know,
in
yeah,
Japan.
Like, how the hell would new kids in the
small parochial
exactly
band.
New kids in the block.
Craig, where's Liam today?
He's
in Dunn Stores rocking on a checkout like a bitch.
Check those fucking shelves.
No, he's a checkout.
He's a checkout.
No, thanks.
You should check out that girl.
Yeah, what's your job?
I don't really want to publish that.
We're all under our hearts on the table here.
I make pornographic websites.
Nice. Is that true?
No, I
test
them.
He's testing.
Other people make them with us.
I think we all do.
When you say you
test
them.
Awesome. You were right not to say that.
It's basically like you're saying a scale of 1 to 5, like how are I aroused that.
You get money for that. Deck does that for free.
Yeah.
Declan's dream job was drawing comics, man.
That's amazing.
That's
hilarious.
You
think
about that as a job?
It's
like do you really do that? Really have to rate it?
Sorry,
I
don't rate it that
much. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So why do you have to test like the actual code is working?
No,
and the links are working.
Yeah, like this does that video download and I just want to watch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do I download it?
Yeah, I went for the cover shot.
Someone
yeah.
downloaded something.
So how filthy do they get?
It's mainly softcore kind of stuff.
Oh,
the girl's gone wild, just two sisters getting
your mother's
around.
Not like, you're
you know what? That's nothing wrong with that.
You're not completely immune to it. You know, you don't have to watch like snuff porn.
The link is not working for this.
6-year-old's head being blown
off.
You think you're joking? I'm gonna get off. That bitch is gonna die.
Oh, for God's
sake. You can't come until the car is backed over.
You're sending your mother to leave.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Oh God. Who do you hate, Nick? Dead kids.
Oh, I love dead kids.
No, you love dead kids.
Sexy.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah. That's what ends in the fucking
cars,
I think.
Password ended on the dead children, I think.
Yeah.
That's what Nick likes to do.
We can't do dead children. Last words, anyone? We'll publicize.
I can't believe this is a podcast.
Yeah.
That's my last words. We're never meeting each other again.
Underageandtiremark.com.
That's Nick's blog.
It could be the Eclectic Mix blog, no?
The Eclectic
yes.
Mix blog. What's it going to be?
Oh,
yeah,
blog. What's the Eclectic Mix blog?
Where is it now since the website?
Now, oh yeah, it's up there right now. Eclectic Mix.com.
I mean, wait, I can't afford that. What's free?
Blogspot.com.
Yeah,
blogspot.com.
So.
I'll throw up a link anyway.
Do a link on your sites, the foreign
exactly.
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
the Eclectic Mix.
Forget about it.
I put on Pat Cousins.
Yeah.
There's all these there's mix on top of each other.
Yes, there's one. Obviously,
baby slubby mess.
Yeah, we took that to a whole new level.
Who would win? So
this has to be your best rubbish top podcast ever.
Definitely.
You with your proper informative one last week, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, I really liked that. Actually,
yeah.
Good.
Thanks very much.
All
right. Good night.
So we're back.
We're back. Yeah.
What do you think of the interview
after listening to it?
My ears are bleeding.
Yeah. It was yes, it was atrocious. But no, it was okay. I hope like there was some enjoyment gleaned from this listening experience.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's
we learned some stuff, especially about Nick Roach. I had no questions, as you may or may not have realized from the podcast. I was very ill prepared, and it was very early in the morning. It was like midday, like so.
I don't think that's really early, because I seen Bob Byrne complaining about this interview.
Earliest.
Yeah, that it was too early.
Yeah, it was like half 12.
I mean, I usually sleep on till
I get up at like 8 to get.
But you know what time is it now? It's early in the morning now.
And I'm not enjoying it.
And I'm fine.
Yeah, because I didn't get out of bed at like 3. But enough of that.
Enough of that.
Yeah. So. In the future, when we have 6 people, the eclectic mix together, Liam will be there and he'll have some questions and it won't be so bad. I apologise to our loyal listeners. I know, I'm lying. I think people are going to enjoy this.
Okay.
I think they have enjoyed it, and now I'm just after tainting their memory of the wonderful interview that they just
listened to. Yeah, so you should probably just stop talking.
I should stop talking. You should stop listening to this podcast. Go listen to Word Balloon, where they do better interviews. Do you have anything else to talk about?
No.
Okay. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our Easter special, I would imagine, if Easter is in April, which I believe it is. And have a good week.
Okay.
Good night.
Yo, whatever. Hey.